Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. We welcome back Dr. William Miller and Judy Leach from Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Miller, today you're going to talk a little bit about COVID booster shots, and Judy going to address the topic of some employment opportunities in the medical field.
Yes. So, first of all, the surge that we were experiencing over the last couple of months here in Mendocino County is going down. And currently we have no COVID patients here in this hospital, and the other two hospitals in the county are minimal right now. So that's a very good sign. And I'm getting a lot of questions about the booster shot for the Pfizer vaccine. So just to remind everyone that at this time, at least, that booster shot is restricted to people who are either over age 65 or have immune deficiencies or other high-risk category, or who are healthcare workers or have another job that puts them in high risk. And so those people right now can get a booster for the Pfizer, and you have to be at least 6 months out from your last shot also for that to be necessary. Mendocino Coast Clinics is giving out those Pfizer booster shots for people who qualify, and we do have some for our own patients and our own staff here, but we don't have enough for the general community. MCC, Mendocino Coast Clinics, has received enough for people who qualify for the general community. And lastly, people may have heard that this week the FDA is examining the question of whether or not to expand booster shots to the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson vaccines. And the expectation is that within the next 2 weeks, they'll have made a decision on that. And most likely, they will offer that or will approve that for the same category of people. Once again, people who are either at high risk because of age or comorbidities, or who work in jobs that put them at some risk, and who are over 6 months out from their last shot. So probably within the next 2 weeks, we'll be seeing booster shots for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson as well.
Dr. Miller, that's absolutely fantastic news, because that's one more layer of protection for all of us. And so we're looking forward to this continuing evolution of the vaccine. Meanwhile, our community is looking for continued health care. And so access to care through this pandemic has been a challenge. But access to services, as you recently pointed out across the nation in healthcare in your Miller report, is at an all-time critical high. Getting people into the profession of serving others in healthcare, if ever there was a time to make a transition into healthcare, that time is now. Here at Adventist Health Mendocino Coast, we have many job openings, and we really encourage our community to lean in and look at that. So go to Adventist Health Mendocino Coast's website. There you'll see those positions listed. In addition to the clinical positions, we're looking for people to just answer our phones. Our community realizes that they've been a delay in getting phones answered in our clinics or scheduling. Well, that's partly because the continued need for employees. And so it's not unique to the coast. It's at every hospital across the nation right now. But we encourage you, think about a career in healthcare.
All right. Dr. Miller, do you want to add anything else?
I'm going to talk more about it in the Miller Report this week.
Okay, good. We'll be all looking for that, even more details. Thanks to both of you for being on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.